Aries. Mars and Saturn prompts a plan to see if anybody really cares if you're still alive. The test is simple. Just miss a couple of credit card and mortgage payments. Taurus. This week's astro influences bring out the fetish fashion slave in you. But alas, Taurus, the stars say that true love is based on chemistry. That's why your partner treats you like toxic waste. Gemini. The sun-moon opposition. It's all about money. You don't appreciate a lot of stuff in school until you get a lot older. Things like being spanked every day by a middle-aged lady in a tight corset. A lot of people pay good money for that these days. Cancer. Saturn shows up crabby morality. So Cancer, this week, if you are what you eat, you'll be fast, cheap, and easy. Leo. This week's Uranian influences prompt sudden confessions. You were right all along, Leo. Yes, your parents hated you. No rubber duckies for you, Leo. Your bath toys were toasters and hairdryers. Virgo. The moon in Virgo means it's time to have some fun at work. Wipe that smug smile off management's face. Here's a look. Hang a meter-long piece of toilet paper out of the back of your pants. Act genuinely surprised when someone points it out to you. And create confusion with important emails. Don't use punctuation. Libra, Mars challenges Uranus. My advice? Try this with the insurance company. It may help.
I backed into a concrete pole. Have you ever noticed how concrete poles magically move behind the car when backing up in shopping center parking lots?
Scorpio, Jupiter beams lucky astro influences your way, clearing up a misconception you've held for some time, Scorpio. The words to Jimi Hendrix's classic Purple Haze are not, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy." Sagittarius, an excellent day to change your underwear, Sagittarius. And yes, I promise to remind you again, same time next week. Capricorn, a rare Moon-Pluto aspect urges you to rationalize your home life. Tell your children over dinner that due to the restructure, you're going to have to let one of them go. Aquarius, you'll discover that you can get a seat on public transport no matter how crowded it gets, simply by carrying an axe, wearing a skimpy lap-lap, and putting a bone through your nose. Pisces, brilliant news, Pisces. You will win Lotto. And when interviewed 24 hours after your incredible stroke of luck, will inform the world that part of the $10 million I spent on gambling, booze, and gluttonous sexual gratification, the rest I spent foolishly.